See, it's my hair. We expect that from terrorists. Anchor babies, that's more related to Asians. Sit down. Sounds from the week in presidential politics.
Sounds just like him, Robin. I can't tell.
Sounds like our office. Let's cue the choir.
Here and now, 2016.
Joining us this week, Rick Klein, ABC News political director. He's in Washington. Hi, Rick.
Hi, good to be with you.
And Jose Diaz-Balart, Telemundo news anchor and host of The Rundown with Jose Diaz-Balart on MSNBC. Jose, welcome to you.
Thank you so much. Great being here.
And Jose, I want to start with you because this scene that has now become famous this week, we have to start with that, with Donald Trump saying this to Jorge Ramos, the popular anchor on Univision.
Excuse me. Sit down. You weren't called. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Go ahead. No, you don't. You haven't been called. Go back to Univision.
Jose, Trump's ratings actually went up in the new Quinnipiac University poll after that. Did this change the dynamic at all in the Republican nominating contest?
I don't think so. Among the people who are supporting Mr. Trump now and those who may be voting in the primaries in the upcoming months. But I think this is just in many ways we live in two worlds. In the world of, you know, mainstream America that can see what happened with my colleague Jorge Ramos during a press conference, and, you know, there's reaction one way or another to that. But then there's also the world of people, 54 million plus in this country that are Latino and that are concerned about issues that are being brought up and not seeing as that mainstream world is really kind of focused on the real issues behind the headlines.
Meaning what? And, what are we not seeing?
Well, I think you're not seeing – I think that by focusing on a spectacle – we are not focusing in on what are the actual positions of Mr. Trump, what's going on with undocumented population in the country, how they are seeing what conversations are being held in national headlines and in newspapers and television networks around the country. I mean, let me ask you, have we talked about the positions, the immigration positions of the candidates, other than what spectacles are occurring?
Well, you were absolutely right. And this was what Jorge was trying to ask. And, of course, Donald Trump has said he will have plans. He will have plans down the road.
Oh, he released the plan.
Yeah. Well, but speaking of spectacles, Rick, an Hispanic DJ is calling Trump the man with the toupee. Trump read that from the paper, and then someone had an event yesterday confirmed that his hair is not a toupee. Rachel Maddow said last night, well, we don't think it's a toupee, but it's a weird comb over, or words to that effect. And I'm thinking, with what Jose's saying, the other candidates must be pulling their hair out. They can't get a word in.
Yeah, we should check. We should check the top of Marco Rubio's head and Jeb Bush's head pretty quickly. This is how Trump plays the game, and it's a masterful game. To Jose's point is he's able to kind of deflect a lot of the scrutiny that might come to a front runner because he knows how to feed the beast. He knows that will be the story of the day. He actually had a moment of, I thought, impressive candor earlier in the week when he said, "Look, one of my problems is that I'm on TV every day, so I have to say something different. I have to do something, maybe even a little bit outrageous to get people to pay attention to me." And he is doing it, and he is feeding a crowd. I think he's also flirting with some of the worst elements of society and some of the coded language that he's used. And we've seen even white supremacist groups expressing some support. But there's no doubt that he is hitting a chord with a core of voters. That doesn't mean he wins an election, but it also doesn't mean that he just disappears.
No, and Rick, he also knows how to do TV.
Yeah. He does.
Better than anybody who's
ever. And he also knows how to tweet. And he knows how to just go into a state and fly in on Trump Force One and show up late at night and do a press conference and then tweet late at night and dominate another news cycle.
Well,
there really is no other part of the campaign right now on the Republican side. It is all Trump all the time.
But just to ask briefly, he's also pointing out, and Jeremy, you and I have talked about this, it is very difficult to listen to candidates once you've listened to Donald Trump because it underscores that candidates have become incredibly careful in how they speak. Politicians have, lawmakers have.
It's hard to watch somebody read off of a teleprompter after you watch Donald
Trump
say whatever is coming out of his head.
He knows how to do TV.
It's a strange dynamic right now in our politics. We don't want our presidential candidates to sound, quote unquote, presidential. No one sounded or looked more presidential than Mitt Romney, and it didn't serve him that well. And I think that's the thing Hillary Clinton's running to on the Democratic side. Bernie Sanders, who goes out there and doesn't look anything like a traditional presidential candidate and doesn't sound like it with the fire he has, it's not uplifting, it's not optimistic, it's angry, but it seems real.
But it's not scripted.
Genuine.
It's not scripted.
And that's what Trump does,
you know,
too.
What? I think that we're also permitting the what the definition of leadership sounds like to have a different definition. I mean, does it, you know, would Winston Churchill, who had to fight, when he spoke publicly because of his fear and his stuttering, Winston Churchill apparently couldn't be getting headlines. You know, FDR couldn't be getting headlines because of the timbre of his voice. Mm. And so bringing it back to the beginning, you know, spectacles and voice and hair pieces and prompter and how hypnotizing those things are, I think take away from the really important issues that should be being discussed.
Yeah.
You know, look, today on The Rundown, I mean, you know, 72 people died in Austria being transported.
Migrants.
There's a migrant crisis in Europe that are horrendous. Look what's going on in Libya.
Well, and actually, we just had a conversation about some of the economic problems in this country and the idea of a student loan debt bubble that nobody's talking about that could be a big problem. But let me just switch gears here, because there has been some action on the Democratic side, and we do want to get to that. And that is Vice President Joe Biden considering a run at this point. Here he is in a conference call talking about the fact that he would need emotional fuel if he does decide to run.
If I were to announce to run, I have to be able to commit to all of you that I would be able to give it my whole heart and my whole soul. And right now, both are pretty well banged up, and we're trying to figure out that issue.
Rick, do you think he's going to run?
I think more likely this week than I did last week, although I still think there's an element of this being set up for him to be able to get out on top and get out gracefully. I think there's two different dynamics going on. One is the real frustration in the Democratic Party around Hillary Clinton and the party's de facto decision to anoint her as the nominee early on, and the second guessing that goes on around that. And then there's the Biden piece of it and his legacy and his own personal journey and the harrowing and awful personal toll that he's had to endure emotionally over the last couple of months. He has to decide. It's gut check time for him. That, to me, is a different box to check than the one about Hillary. So I think it's in his mind. There's a lot of aides that are doing a lot of things to try to make it easy for him to be able to make that decision, as he's earned a right to be able to do on his own terms.
Well, the Quinnipiac poll yesterday showed him beating Trump, Bush, Rubio by many more points than Hillary Clinton would. So there was that for his followers. But
although it's always easier to run before you
run. Yes, right.
Exactly right.
He hasn't been out there to be beaten up yet. But Hillary Clinton is getting kind of beaten up by Republicans for this new line that she tried out against them yesterday. Let's listen.
Extreme views about women. We expect that from some of the terrorist groups. We expect that from people who don't want to live in the modern world. But it's a little hard to take coming from Republicans who want to be the president of the United States, yet they espouse out-of-date and out-of-touch policies.
Jose, weigh in on that.
I don't think it's ever good to compare those in a democratic process to terrorist groups, totalitarian regimes, bloodthirsty dictators, people who abuse other people. I think that it's far better discourse to criticize those on policy issues and on things that you may be diametrically opposed to them on the merits of it. But I think when you start comparing and contrasting to people that are just horrendous, either that are in the present time or in the past, I think that it does no benefit to the democratic process and to the rule of law that this country is based on. I think that democracy is a beautiful thing. It's a rough and tumble thing many times, but to compare and contrast to those that have no concept of democracy and that have the solution being killing human beings, to compare that, I think, is never a positive.
Okay, let's just take a brief moment with each of you to ask what we're missing this week. What have we, while we focus on Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, what should we be talking about this week, Jose?
Well, I think Guatemala. I think what's
In the presidential race.
I know, but I'm going to tell you something. Let me tell you something. Because what's going on, the crisis that's going on in Guatemala today, the vice president of that country is in jail. Imagine that. And the president is a hair away from possibly being taken to court. And remember last summer when the unaccompanied minors crisis caught all our attention all of a sudden?
And that's what they were running from. Yeah. Yeah,
that's exactly right.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's always good to draw a wider lens when you're thinking about what's important for us in the United States and look at our neighbors to the south and further away.
And Rick?
I'm going to stick with foreign policy. And on the political end of things, we're starting to see with the Iran deal, also with the China visit next month, the Republicans begin to position themselves as a foil to President Obama on foreign policy. We know that he's focusing his final year and a half on foreign policy. And I think that could dominate the 2016 discussion a lot more than Trump's hair in the weeks to come.
Rick Klein, ABC News political director, Jose Diaz-Balart, news anchor at Telemundo. And he hosts The Rundown with Jose Diaz-Balart on MSNBC. Well, pleasure for us. We'll have you both back. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Because as it turns out, there's a lot more to cover before the 2016.
And many more weeks to go.
Right.